A chef who changed the way Americans think about Chinese food has died. Cecilia Chang lived to be 100. She started the influential San Francisco restaurant The Mandarin and taught Chinese cooking to Julia Child and James Beard. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Do not watch this documentary about Cecilia Chang when you're hungry. Along with drool-inducing close-ups of Chang's specialties, like red-cooked pork and fish stuffed with ginger and pepper, the movie, Soul of a Banquet, describes how Chang was born into a wealthy Shanghai family with two full-time chefs, one from the north, one from the south. In the documentary, a former editor of Gourmet magazine, Ruth Reichel, says food connects Chang to a vanished era.
She has this taste memory that goes back to a time that there aren't a lot of people alive who remember the food of that China, the great food of the great houses when what you had were chefs who had been classically trained.
That China no longer exists. In 1937, when Japan bombed Shanghai, Cecilia Chang had just started college. She and an older sister fled. They walked hundreds of miles to the city of Chengdu.
Now I think about it, I was very brave. Mm-hmm.
80 years later, Chang told NPR about getting robbed by soldiers and hiding from Japanese warplanes.
Really scary. They fly so low. Use machine gun.
Chang had to flee her home a second time when the communists took over. She wound up in the U.S., where she was both shocked and amused by the food most Americans considered to be Chinese, like chop suey.
And they think chop suey is the only thing we have in China. What a shame.
So she resolved to open a high-end Chinese restaurant that served authentic fare.
Everybody said, you cannot make it. You cannot speak English. You don't know anything.
But starting in 1961, tourists, dignitaries, and celebrities from Mae West to John Lennon flocked to her restaurant, The Mandarin, for then unfamiliar food. Tea smoked duck, twice cooked pork. To this day, Cecilia Chang's DNA can be found all over American Chinese cuisine. Her son founded the chain P.F. Chang's. The son of one of her chefs founded Panda Express. In early 2017, Chang told NPR how she lived to be so old.
I always think about the better side, the good side of everything. I never think about, oh, I'm going to fail. Oh, I cannot do this. Oh, I feel sorry for myself.
Instead, Cecilia Chang wrote books, starred in a PBS documentary series, and won the most prestigious award in American cooking from the James Beard Foundation when she was 93 years old. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.